Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. The last two Superior Video Livestock Auctions of the year can be seen this week, Thursday, December 18th, the Superior Select Female Sale, 1 p.m. Central Time, 3800 to sell. Then Friday, December 19th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. You'll have 16,700 head of cattle starting to sell at 8 a.m. Central Time, including 4,000 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 7,850 weaned calves. For more information, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
It was fun to watch yesterday the regular Monday auction at the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. They had a single calf, a 640-pound heifer, run into the sale ring. Auctioneer Bailey Ballou started the process of auctioning off that calf and then re-auctioning that calf and then doing it again and again and again. And eventually, we're talking about $61,000 raise for the All-American Beef Battalion.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's the largest amount ever raised at any single function for us. The generosity of Oklahoma cattlemen is just, I'm speechless.
That's Bill Brody from southwestern Kansas. He's from Ashland, to be exact, and he's the founder of the All-American Beef Battalion.
Well, I fought in Vietnam. And the reason it got started, I got mad at the press one day. I saw the mainstream media trying to treat these kids or talk about the bad things these kids would have happen to them and not about the good things they do. And I saw them trying to treat that the way they did us coming home from Vietnam. And said to myself, what can I do to help? Well, I've been one thing, or two things in my adult life, in the United States Marine and in the cattle business all my adult life. And there's no better thing to feed a man than a good ribeye steak. And so that's where the idea got started, and I went to some people around me, and they said, let's do it.
And Bill Brody says over the last half dozen years, they fed a lot of troops that have come home from deployment.
Well, I've lost track on the yearly totals, but we've kept kind of a running total, and we're over a quarter million fed since we started. We've fed troops in 21 states. We've been in Washington. We've been in California, Idaho. We've been in Virginia. We've been in Georgia, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico. You know, Montana, if we get a call, we try to figure out how to handle it. We can't handle them all. We get more calls than we've got the resources to do. But
just over $61,000 raised yesterday at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for Bill Brody's All-American Beef Battalion. Rob Fisher, Stockyards manager, given his blessing 5 years ago. And Robert York has ramrodded this thing all along the way, National Livestock Credit Corporation. York indicates they've raised just over $220,000 now for steaksfortroops.com over the last 5 years. The U.S. Senate's still in session this week, and they're still expected to basically approve that tax extenders package for just this year. There'll be just literally a few days left if they'd finally get around to it by Wednesday, Thursday of this week to take advantage of those larger deductibility limits for capital purchases here in 2014, the calendar year. You've got Farm News, I'm Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.